Colleen Stajenga, a licensed social worker who runs Embracing Change counseling services and focuses on mental health for farmers and ag families, uses memories of her mother's kitchen to talk about how routine and hard work help people cope. She recalls the seasonal rhythm of preserving food, peaches peeled and frozen before the juice browned, corn blanched and cut in golden piles, pickles cooling in brine, beets turning the kitchen sunset red, and the dreaded chore of butchering chickens. She ties that in with the old farm habit of three square meals and a big snack each day, dinner served at noon, painting a picture of a way of life built on structure and shared labor. The piece runs alongside FarmFest notes, including a step back in time at the nearby Gilfillan estate and word that the 2026 FarmFest Woman Farmer of the Year has been narrowed from five finalists to one winner, and Stajenga can be reached at 605-306-6383, or Colleen at EmbracingChangeX.com, refers to the latest 2 years of AgUpdate.com stories. Cancel anytime. Email notifications are only sent once a day, and only if there are new matching items. This time of year always takes me back to my mother's kitchen. The peaches came in first, as she'd have them peeled, sliced and packed into freezer containers before the juice had a chance to turn brown. Then the corn, blanched and cut off the cob in great golden piles. Pickles cooling on the counter in their brine, beets simmering on the stove, turning the whole kitchen the color of a sunset, and later in the season, butchering chickens, the hardest work of all. Colleen Stajenga is a licensed social worker in private practice with her own business, Embracing Change Counseling Services, specializing in mental health support for farmers, ranchers, and agricultural families. She can be reached at 605-306-6383. Colleen at EmbracingChangeX.com or visit www.EmbracingChangeX.com. When I was growing up, there were three meals and one substantial snack every day. Breakfast was in the morning, of course. Dinner was at noon. FarmFest visitors can take a break from browsing the booths and step into the past at the Gilfillan Estate, just outside FarmFest gates. When kids grow up around the operation, when they're included, asked questions and given small jobs as they're able, they build something. The five finalists for the 2026 FarmFest Woman Farmer of the Year Award have been narrowed to one, and the winner will be announced during the FIN.